We have got a wonderful selection of sports news, jazz, and blues for you this evening, including NFL video game news. We've got all sorts of fantastic news coming your way on 89.5 FM. It is a wonderfully bluesy Tuesday. I am Tim Rocky here for your radio wave enjoyment. We, as always, have got a fantastic show coming your way. I'm going to update on you on the baseball I've been watching and coaching over the last couple of weeks. I'm going to update you on the professional sports contests that are going on. That would be NBA, NHL, and MLB. I'm going to prognosticate on some NFL curses that are out there. And oh, they are real. Beware of the curse of the Madden cover. So welcome to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I know I'm starting a little late. That means it's summer and getting a little bit more work. It's not entirely a bad thing, although I do always miss my time with you, the listeners, on Big Cabs Radio. So we're going to start it off right here with a little bit of NBA analysis. In the 2017 playoffs, we are now down to the conference finals. Yes, we have eliminated the Wizards. Finally, we have eliminated the Thunder. We have eliminated everyone who could want to be in contention except for the Celtics, Cavaliers, the Warriors, and Spurs. And at this point, really, it's, you know, Cavs-Warriors. As I've been telling you for about 6 months, there's nobody that's going to catch either of those teams. So the way the Celtics did it was they brought in their backup big man, Kelly Olynyk, who had a monster night for Boston. He was great in the fourth quarter, scored 14 of his 26 in the fourth quarter in 28 minutes, 10 of 14 from the field, and 2 of 6 from 3. That's a good percentage. He had a plus or minus of 3, only the one turnover. And like I said, in the fourth quarter, he was shutting down the Washington big men. Markieff Morris, Marcin Gortat, Otto Porter Jr. could really get nothing inside as he was down there banging bodies ready to roll. And the two-guard attack of the Wizards really came up short. Bradley Beal was himself, 38 points, 5 of 10 from the great beyond, 9 of 10 free throws, and 12 of 22 field goals. However, he is one half of a duo, and when Robin is spectacular, but Batman, you know, is chilling in the Batmobile trying to figure out where the fight really is, it's not really the same superhero dynamic duo. So John Wall was 8 of 23, 1 of 8 from three-point. He was awful in the fourth quarter, god-awful. And, you know, the Celtics have a number of great role players to help out. Marcus Smart chipped in 13. Isaiah Thomas being the leader that he is in the MVP candidate. 29 points, 12 assists. He did him, plus 10 on the plus or minus differential. Al Horford with 15 and Jay Crowder with 14. So the demise of Washington is complete. They are back to being exactly where they once were as the hapless, helpless, worthless sports franchise winless team that is, you know, the Washingtons, they don't get it done. So into the Western Conference Finals, we saw on Sunday, happy Mother's Day. All of the mothers out there, have to shout out to Kathy Rocky. And she is the number one listener. I don't know that I've mentioned that in the recent future. She listens from all the way across the country when she travels. Props to Mama Rock. The Warriors stole a 113-111 lead. Even though they were at home, Kawhi Leonard went off. He had 26 points before he went out with an injury. He was 7 of 13 from the field in 24 minutes. However, without him, the Spurs crumbled. They're not only missing Leonard, but they're missing Tony Parker, who went out with a torn ligament in the opening round. So they're down to, you know, the fighting Popoviches with Gasol, Patty Mills, Danny Green, David Lee, Manu Ginobili. They've got the old guys and the shoulda never beens out there against the Monstars from Space Jam. That is the Golden State Warriors' assembled super team of offensive weapons. Draymond Green had 9 points, 2 steals, 7 assists, 7 rebounds. And 5 personal fouls. You always got to watch out for Draymond Green getting nasty in the playoffs. He does like to do that quite frequently. He does that because that is what he is known as. He is known as the goon, the dirty player, the man you fear. You don't want your inner thigh regions kicked by on quote-unquote accident. So he was out there being the intimidator. Kevin Durant had 34. Steph Curry had 40 on 7 of 16 from deep. That is the highest point total for that dynamic duo in their joint time in Golden State. 74 points, you know, there's only one ball, and you got to share it a certain amount of times. Klay Thompson was the odd man out in their, I guess you could call it a trio of superstars, but I really, at this point, whatever five guys they put on the floor are usually the best five guys available in whatever area code they're in. The Golden State Warriors are ridiculously good. Their general manager should win a Lifetime Achievement Award at this point. Durant had 34, Curry had 40, Klay Thompson had a mere 6, put Zaza Pachulia chipped in 11 from the country of Georgia. He was nearly an all-star. He was an all-star because, you know, when you have a whole country voting for you because you're their only NBA player, that kind of helps. Pachulia came into question when he kind of took an extra little shuffle guarding Kawhi Leonard. Now, Kawhi, the quietest superstar in the NBA. Kawhi is the guy that gets it done night in, night out, defensive, offensive, ISO, swingman, wherever you want him, however you want him, he's getting the job done. He's one of the top three players in the league, behind only James and Durant, in whichever order you really prefer. Kawhi is taking a 3 from the corner. Pachulia on the late, I'll admit it, the late defensive rotation, slides over to try to put a hand near his face, although it's not going to matter. And then, in a move that was characterized and originated by, I believe, Rajah Bell of the early 2000s Phoenix Suns, who played against and, you know, really stymied Kobe Bryant for a number of years consecutively, the move is that he shuffles and then he drops his foot right under where the jump shooter is going to be completing his shot. It is landing on the ground. And when you're a jump shooter, you do not jump up and look at your feet to shoot the ball. You look at the basket. So when you're coming down, you're coming down blind. And if you're coming down on another person's foot that is planted in the ground, it's got injury spelled all over it. Greg Popovich was not happy. So were a lot of people. Twitter exploded. I am one of those people. I apologize. Zero for my millennialism. But Twitter went crazy noting how immediately dirty that play looked. It was hard to ignore it. So going forward, we don't know how much Kawhi the Spurs will have. And with no Kawhi, there's really no reason for the Warriors to even play their starters at this point. I wish somebody could beat down on the Warriors so that they would have less of a chance against the Cavs. Cavs start their series against the Celtics in Boston tomorrow at 4:30. So here's the situation. Here's my take on this series. The Cavaliers did not get the number one seed because that's not something that they're hoping to achieve. They're hoping to achieve greatness in the form of winning 2 out of 3 against possibly the greatest team of basketball players ever assembled. The Celtics... Here's the comparison I'm going to make. So, I will compare the Celtics to the Palmer Pioneers that I coach in the American Legion baseball summers. So, the Celtics have one superstar. He's 5'9". They have a number of role draft players who do well in their own right, but none of them are out there demanding the ball, demanding greatness from their coach, Brad Stevens, who they plucked from the college ranks, is fantastic, but he is by no means a big name, big ticket kind of guy. The Celtics' last championship came from when they assembled the Kevin McHale, assembled the big three of Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett. And at this moment, they have kind of the little one. No big three, just the little one. They are not playing to win the championship. They are not playing to make sure that they do not go unnoticed in the annals of basketball history. What they are playing to do is to play. They enjoy being in the game at this point. The Celtics are happy just to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. At the beginning of the season, it was hoped that they would be picked to get into the second round of the playoffs because they had failed to do that in the previous 2 years. They've obviously got the talent, but it wasn't something that was coming together for them. Hoping that Isaiah Thomas could live up to that big contract that he got out of Phoenix, even though he was the last man picked in the draft. The Celtics are happy to be playing at this point. The Celtics are there to be there, not to win. The Cavaliers are not even worried about this series. The Cavaliers, LeBron James has won, 9 straight Eastern Conference Finals? The East is his little brother, and he has them at the end of his arm just going, no, stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. It's going to get ugly, folks. A lot of people were hoping, just out of no realism whatsoever, but just hoping out of basketball fandom that they would get to see some good games and that the Celtics would be able to put up a fight against the Cavs. Now, there may be a game 4 where LeBron decides to take the entire night off. Kyrie shoots, 1 of 18 from 3, and Kevin Love is more worried about getting assists than being the glue man that he needs to be in the Cavaliers' offense. But the Cavaliers did not worry about getting the number 1 seed. The Cavaliers have not worried about any of their opponents thus far. So why would they worry about the best contender in the East when the best contender in the East just had trouble dismantling the 4 seed? It's going to be Cavs-Warriors again. It's going to be great. Let me tell you, it's going to be fantastic, but neither the Spurs or the Celtics really have any pride to save at this point. If they win a game or two, good on you. You prolong the series. You got the winner of the series opposite you an extra day or two of rest. But come on. Who's going to take down LeBron James? He's doing ridiculous things these playoffs. He's shooting a higher percentage inside the paint than Shaquille O'Neal, possibly one of the greatest paint weapons of all time ever did. He's shooting a better three-point percentage than Steph Curry, possibly the greatest outside shooter of all time ever has in regular season or playoffs. The team has gotten better in leaps and bounds, not by, adding a Kevin Durant like the Warriors did, because they've got LeBron. They don't need a Kevin Durant. But what they added was Kyle Korver, and they added, Iman Shumpert's become a better emergent role player. Kyrie, and they've just put time and effort into it, and they've said, you know what, we like this whole thing we've built around LeBron. Bring it on, Warriors. Bring it on. All right, we are going to come back. We're going to talk some hardball. We're going to talk, what aren't we going to talk? I mean, really, we might bust out some politics if I'm feeling a little, freaky. It's the Radio Free Palmer sports scene. It's what's going down right now. I definitely need to play Summertime. I'm trying to find a wonderful version. All right, here is what we got. We are going to kick it to some DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. You're listening to 89.5 FM Radio Free Palmer.
Drums, please. groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
Always when you gotta roll down the windows and roll up the music. You know what I'm saying? So we need to talk about the curse of Madden NFL. It's a fantastic video game. It started in 1994. Garrison Hurst broke his ankle in 1998 following being on the cover of Madden NFL 1999. And the curse, yes, Mom, I will play the Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald version of Summertime. It's coming up. I'm saving the best for last, obviously. There's a lot of songs called Summertime, all right? Just hold your horses. So, they're on the curse, on the cover of Madden NFL 18 is Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the ageless wonder, married to Gisele Bündchen, Captain America, Deflategate. Hate him, love him, he's Tom Brady. He's on the cover and he's mocking the curse. Brady is so confident that he's not going to get hurt this year. He's been talking trash on the internet. Always a sure way to make sure you eat your words, by the way. He's been talking trash on the internet about how the curse is not going to happen to him. Let's review the curse of Madden NFL briefly. Last year, Rob Gronkowski was on the cover. He got hurt. I made a gentleman's wager of a case of beer on that Rob Gronkowski would be a top five tight end this year. The man who wagered against me is not a Rob Gronkowski fan, and so he bet against me happily. Rob Gronkowski almost immediately got hurt, then got re-hurt, then got re-hurt again, and was not a part of the Patriots Super Bowl run last year. In 2016, Odell Beckham Jr. was on the cover, and the curse did not happen. He did not get hurt. He was not, you know, his rookie self, but it didn't happen. So, is it a guaranteed thing if it doesn't happen every single time? I ask you. The year before that, Madden NFL 2015, one of my favorites, by the way. Madden is such a popular video game because it evolves every year. It is one of the games that you have to watch out for if you're a video gamer or a sports fan, because something is going to be going down that year on that game that's going to be changing and that is supposedly going to be helping the game. Now, doing that every year has its benefits when you have such an avid group of players, but it also has its problems when you have to relearn the controls every year. I have kind of gotten tired of relearning Madden controls, and I just like to play Madden 15 because that's the one I stuck with, and that's the one I remember, and it's got the little passing cones, and I like it. It's such a popular game. It's so well done. The ratings on players are so hotly debated, especially among the players themselves. Mike Vick is so legendary as the 2004 character that was 99 speed and 97 arm, and it was a cheat code if you picked the Falcons that year. So, continuing the review, Madden NFL 25, the 25th edition, had Adrian Peterson. And yes, he got hurt, son. He got real hurt. He has not been his same self since. Year before that, in 2013, Calvin Johnson does not get hurt. So, not every year does this happen. But wait, 2012, Peyton Hillis gets hurt. 2011, Drew Brees gets hurt. 2010, Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu get hurt. Do I need to review every single one? Brett Favre gets hurt in 09. Vince Young gets hurt and, you know, vanishes into obscurity in 08. Sean Alexander gets hurt in 07. How many times do I need to tell you 06, Donovan McNabb gets hurt? It's not something you want to be on the cover of, Tom Brady. I'm very happy that the wonderful people who run Madden have decided to put Tom Brady on the cover so that he will get hurt this year. That's what I have to say about that. All right, going to talk about some hardball, my workaholics. Let's get weird. Start the season tomorrow night. I'm stoked out of my brains about that one. I've got a game with the Little League team I coach, JD Steele, tonight. American Legion tryouts are this Sunday at 3 p.m. If you are, you know what, folks, go out and take in a ball game. There's fields all around. There's games all around. If you're not going to be watching a ball game, you might as well help out an umpire. If you are a high school or college student, you might even be able to make some money at it. I love me some baseball. It's the greatest time of the year. It's summertime. I've got to let the Alpine blast, as DJ Jazzy Jeff would say. So I'm going to kick it to some tunes. That's been my show. I'm off to go coach some baseball. It's Tim Rocky and the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene on Radio Free Palmer 89.5 FM.